96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. For newcomers to the job market, it is one of the most coveted jobs to have, getting in on the ground floor of corporate America. But for black professionals with newly minted bachelor's, master's, or even law degrees, navigating the shark-infested waters of Fortune 500 companies is not easy. It's a dog-eat-dog environment. And if you're not careful, you could be fresh meat. So how do you keep yourself out of the grinder and take the right steps on the corporate ladder? Well, tonight, my guests have some answers. They are Ramon Richards. He is a vice president of technology with Fannie Mae, with a technology organization with Fannie Mae. And Deborah Owens, she is founder and CEO of Corporate Alley Cat, a corporate consulting firm. Lines are open if you have any questions or comments about navigating through corporate America, the modern corporate culture. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly, you can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold Fisher, WHUR, or follow me on Twitter at HFisher, WHUR. Deborah and Ramon, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
First of all, let me ask, when you talk about modern corporate culture, Deborah, how are things different in 2016 compared to perhaps the way they were, say, 20 years ago?
That's a good question. I think as it relates to people of color, I think some of the foundational rules are still the same. But I think organizations are very different today. Cultures are drastically different than they were 20 years ago. Expectations are different. Systems are different. How we work, that's different. Hierarchy. Organizations are flatter these days. And dare I say, 20 years ago, I think when I was, I was still relatively new in my career, there was a fresher embrace of diversity and inclusion. And now my perspective is that a lot of times it can be window dressing. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's really important, as it was 20 years ago, that people of color use their voice to ask for what they want and what they need, that they know their value in the workplace, and that they raise their hand when they see things are operating in a manner that is inconsistent or shows bias.
Ramon, you as a corporate employee with the symbols vice president in front of your, or VP in front of your name, you exist in rare air. Do you feel that day to day, or are there occasions when you realize that you may very well be one of a few, or even by yourself in some cases when you're talking about the kind of position you hold?
Sure. So, Harold, you can't help but to be aware. But what I try to focus on is delivering a good product. I invest a lot of time in building relationships and maintaining my network. And then I also focus a lot on communicating what my expectations are for my career to my leadership team. And, what I found in my experience is a lot of people are hesitant to talk about when am I ready for the next promotion, or can I take advantage of this opportunity, or, I'd love to raise my hand for this new assignment. A lot of people tend to focus on here is my day-to-day responsibility. So I've always kind of fought against being kind of that level of discomfort and really embraced reaching out, communicating what the expectations are for my career, and really looking past what I think someone's perception may be, but really challenging that with direct conversation.
Is it performance or is it relationships that for a lot of black folks in corporate America, which one of the two are best for them when they're trying to climb the corporate ladder?
So, Harold, you need both. So it starts with performance, right? You've got to be a person who gets the job done. You've got to deliver high quality. Because we are the minorities when it comes to executive leadership in corporate America, more people are watching you. it is true that you've got to focus on being better. But then, performance being the foundation, you've got to network. You've got to build the relationships. You've got to understand what's happening across the company so you're able to create opportunities for yourself. You know, I tell people all the time that the biggest advocate for your career will be yourself. In order to be that advocate, you've got to be aware, you've got to be engaged. So I really think it's both.
One of the things, he pointed out a couple of good things, but one of the things I want to say in response to your question about performance or relationships, I think what everybody needs to understand is performance is the cost of entry. When you are performing in your job, you are meeting the minimum requirement. That's it. Nothing more. You're not going to get big bonuses and get promotions just for doing your job. So I loved what he said about building relationships. One of the things I've seen, Harold, is that people of color feel like the networking and going out to dinner or having drinks at the bar after a meeting or participating in some kind of organizational extracurricular activity is not a part of their job.
Hold on. You just hit the nail on the head.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding, ding. I got to tell you, I have had conversations with some folks who are probably listening right now, so you know who you are. And I have argued this point down to the floor. And where I've always said, yes, sometimes and probably more often than not, you do need to have dinner with your colleagues. You need to go out and have drinks. You do need to, you know, talk about, you know, some, you know, some parts of your life. And often, and these are professional, multi-degreed people.
Right.
But like you said, a lot of times they say, I don't want those folks to know anything about my life.
But, right. But Harold, it depends on what you want out of your career, too, though.
Mm-hmm.
So there are people, listen, it is fine to go in and say, I'm going to go and do my day job and then I'm going to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Where you fall short, though, is you're not connecting on an emotional level with the company. And part of that is showing different sides of yourself that you don't necessarily have to show just to get your job done. And so I think it's really important to embrace the social aspects of the corporate America experience, if that's a place where you want to excel, continue to grow.
So one of the things that I want to say is when people say to me, well, I don't want to do that. You know, I'm not comfortable networking. I don't want them all up in my business.
Right.
You know what? We interviewed someone yesterday, an executive leader, and I encourage everybody to go to corporatealleycat.com and take a look at some of those videos. But what he said is the difference is, do you want a job or do you want a career?
Mm-hmm.
If you want a job, then you get there at 8:30, you leave at 5 o'clock, and you get a paycheck every 2 weeks. If you want a career, there are certain things that you have to do. And one of the great examples he said is you can't be at a meeting and see all the executives over there at dinner and say, I want to be in that group, but I don't want to be with them.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work like that.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about climbing the corporate ladder for African Americans. The do's, the don'ts, what are the rules? Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Omar, calling from Silver Spring. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to, I'm going to change the subject a little bit. I just wanted to ask the expert, do you think affirmative action is still necessary in corporate America right now?
I think a focus on building organizations that are inclusive is important, not only for the organization, but in order to get the best performance and to create the best products. That affirmative action, I don't know if you're going to agree with this, Ramon, is really tricky because I did a lot of work at my previous organization on the side. I called it my side gig, mm-hmm. where I was very involved in diversity and inclusion. As soon as you start talking about diversity and inclusion, somebody's going to say, but are we talking about quotas? I want to make sure that we're bringing in qualified people, which goes back to that affirmative action. I don't think there's anything wrong with understanding that it is a business strategy to diversify your organization, to be able to reach a diverse customer base, and to be able to stay up with the trends that are happening. And there is nothing wrong with looking at your organization and saying, we need to have more representation of people of color. We do it with veterans. We do it with women.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason why we can't say we need more African Americans, we need more Asians in leadership positions, we need more Hispanics, because the country is changing. And I just want to say one last thing to the people of color out there. Do not be scared to raise your hand and say, if this is a business strategy, why are we shying away from it? Why are we trying to make people comfortable with this business strategy? Because we don't try to make people comfortable with other business strategies. When we're reorging, we don't say, are people going to be comfortable with that? Mm-hmm. We say, this is a business decision. So to the answer, I don't know if affirmative action, but do we need to make an effort, a real effort, to build more diverse and inclusive organizations? I would say yes, absolutely.
So Deborah, just let me build on your point. So interesting enough, the term affirmative action, I don't hear that often anymore. Mm-hmm. But there is a lot of data that supports a diverse organization, mm-hmm. diverse teams, diverse leadership, produce a better product, produce a better result. So a lot of times when we talk about diversity, we are trying to maximize bringing a lot of really smart people with different backgrounds from different cultures, from different ethnic groups to the table to get the best answer. It's just good business.
I want to talk a little bit more about that in just a bit. But before I do, I want Deborah to talk real quick about this webinar mm-hmm. that deals specifically with what we're talking about. What is it, and where can people find out more information about it?
All right. Tomorrow, the Corporate Alley Cat is hosting a free webinar at 8 o'clock p.m. It is called Good Is Not Enough and Unwritten Rules for People of Color in Corporate America. We will be talking with Keith Weish, who is the author of the book by the same name. He's had a lot of experience in corporate America, and he's been willing to share it with the larger population. They can go to corporatealleycat.com and mm-hmm. look on our calendar. They can go to Facebook, Corporate Alley Cat. There they will see their registration information, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
Will the subsequent event be posted also if they can't get to it tomorrow?
If they can't get to it, we will have portions of that okay. conversation that will be available. And Harold, can I just go back 1 second?
Real quick.
I just want to say something about the whole bit about going out to dinner and that visibility. One, when you're a person of color and there's not a very diverse organization, they know when you're not there. So you can't hide. The second thing is that's where you get all the information. When you get people at the bar, that's when they start talking about projects down the road. We're going to be buying this company. We're going to be doing a reorg. We're going to be expanding. Because you need to know and position yourself early. By the time a job is posted, people have already been lined up. In many cases, would you agree with me, Ron?
I agree 100%.
They've already been lined up for those positions. Posting, in many cases,
the last thing.
That's a legal thing,
yeah.
Right? They want to make sure they've covered their bases. So when you don't participate in those activities, you are not going to get the information that allows you to position yourself for additional opportunities.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about African Americans in corporate culture, climbing the corporate ladder. Let's go to Sally. Sally, what's on your mind? Thanks for calling.
Syed,
what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Harold? Great topic. I'm not African American, but I've experienced the same thing. And I wanted to point out the networking portion, which is very critical, that from where we come from and how we were brought up and always taught to be yourself, when we get into the professional environment, we are ourselves. But then, unfortunately, we have to sometimes put on a face. And I think that plays into the fact of why people cannot network, and not succeed sometimes. They want to be themselves, but they want to put on a face and deal with certain people and socialize. So I think that plays into why a lot of the folks of color, like myself, I was like that in the beginning of my career until, I don't go to a lot of lunches and then dinners and stuff like that. But I found out that, it's one of the old adage, it's not what you know, it's who you know kind of thing. You got to mingle with the crowd, but then you're not being yourself. And that's the difficult part, I think, the switch we have to make. Well, and so,
if I can jump right in here. So I think that's one of the misconceptions in my experience. So I think it's really important that you bring your authentic self to work.
Absolutely.
Being true to who you are. That doesn't mean that you go to work and you act like you act with your friends at home when you're out having drinks. I think it's appropriate to have certain boundaries, but the only way that it becomes more and more comfortable to embrace and connect with people of different backgrounds and different cultures is if you're bringing your true self. Because, I've talked to a number of people who go home and say, hey, I've been acting like this person all day and I'm absolutely miserable. Mm-hmm. It's very frustrating. The only way you really get there is if you figure out the balance of how do you bring your true self to work and how do you connect with different people.
We're going to continue this conversation about climbing the corporate ladder for African Americans. So please, if you're on the phone, stay on the line. James calling from D.C., Sally calling from Maryland, Ron calling from Alexandria. We're also going to continue taking your phone calls at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Also, don't forget about that free webinar on corporatealleycat.com. It's at 8 o'clock tomorrow, so you don't want to forget about that. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.